Moon. How you doing, brother?
Man, I am doing great. Hey, Brian, I got a question for you today.
Okay.
After watching Donald Trump the first week, don't you feel like he's been president for like 3 years?
I wish the catch-up ratio was that quick. But like zero buyer's remorse right now.
I just laughed because, you know, we hit the inauguration on Monday, and then everybody was snowed in for 3 days after that.
Yep.
And so you hung around playing the snow or you watched the news, and then Trump was doing all his things because, you know, they were in a different area. And I'm going, I feel like he's done everything under the sun in the first week. Now, you and I know that's not true, but it just feels that way.
Well, and some of them are pretty big moves there. I don't think people understand just how big the tariffs in Colombia are, the tariff threat in Colombia is, because that was not just a big move, Moon. It was kind of a risky move, especially if you're here in Louisiana, because what does Colombia export? What does Colombia export above the level? We're not gonna get into shady conversations, but what above the level they export coffee? Where does that coffee land? New Orleans. Who does New Orleans have, or who does Louisiana have in their backyard? Well, Community Coffee employs 700 people. Folgers is another 650. So, like, that you had for just a quick second to say, whoa, these tariffs could backfire on us. But they didn't. Colombia buckled and backed down.
See, Rondo, but remember last time he was president, if you really go back, he did tariffs back then. He never did all the bad things they said it would do. Besides, the tariffs that he wants to put on them has to do with stopping the drug trade and things of that nature. So he's putting pressure on all these countries now. It just shows how powerful the president of the United States is. I mean, look at the Canada prime minister. He didn't shut down and quit and backed off. I mean, it's affecting everybody and everything and money and the way we do business. And that's what I really meant. He came in. And we got everybody freaking or enjoying it, depending on what side you're on.
Yeah.
And so it's been big news, and it's been the whole news outside the weather. For us, we had, you know, 3 or 4 days of nothing but weather talk, but there was a lot going on.
Oh, no, I know. And then I just got back from Washington Mardi Gras, which the weather played a role there. It Washington Mardi Gras, normally a marathon. This year was a sprint because everybody had to scramble and find flights to get there when most people usually get there on a Tuesday or a Wednesday. This year it was Thursday, Friday, some rolling in on Saturday morning.
Yeah. Well, you know, I went to the Mardi Gras. My wife's been several times. That's just not my cup of tea, but I did go one time. And I made my wife promise we'd get there Friday at noon and be out of there by 6 o'clock on Sunday. So that was my only attention to it. And everybody was having a lot of fun. That was the one where, you know, I was never a big fan of Mary Landrieu.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a group of people in, of course, Louisiana delegation. And she snuck up behind me and gave me a big kiss on the cheek. And they took pictures of it. And I was just, well, you know, it's a place to go have fun. Everybody should be welcome. And I was welcome. She was welcome. And we had a good time. Actually, we ran into her and her husband the next day. Mm-hmm. And started joking and cutting up. And it was all good, but it's a good time for a lot of people. And I know people say they go do a lot of business. I don't know about that, but they do a lot of politics.
I can assure you a lot of business gets started there. A lot of those macro conversations. Moon, I can't tell you how many conversations I had that ended with Jeff Landry is going to add a congressional district to Louisiana. Think about just in those, like, when you put the work that he's doing and Susan Bourgeois is doing, when you put it in those terms, how differently it changes the conversation.
Yeah. Well, like, again, once again, I said, I don't know how much business he's done, but I'm not arguing with you because I was there.
Mm-hmm.
And they do get started, but a lot of politics go on there, and a lot of people that are involved in the political system and big business and stuff, they go to that, they have a good time. It's a way to cozy up. I did go. I would tell anybody that could go, I don't ever want to go back. I didn't say I wouldn't go back, Brian. I got a bride. But I would tell you, if you get a chance to go, enjoy the time and atmosphere and it's just a different place.
It really is. And part of the letting down your guard of, like, parties and whatnot, and I love that story about Mary Landrieu. That is so, like, that has a Washington Mardi Gras stamp all over it. But
that's what I'm saying. You take me, somebody who's, I mean, for a long time worked on her. And one of the things she did was she gave me a kiss on the cheek. I stood up and gave her a hug. And it's, let me add the rest of the story. So there's a group of people, about 40 people, and they're all sitting there laughing. And then Mary Landrieu says she was up for re-election. I don't think this is when Cassidy beat her.
Mm-hmm.
Might have been the time before that, but I can't remember. But anyway, she goes, she puts her arm around and says, Moon's been trying to beat me every chance he can. And I looked at her and I said, you up for re-election? I'm going to do everything I can to beat you and get it. Everybody laughed. And got to meet her husband, and we cut up and joked a little bit. But like I said, that is the place for that. That is a place for people. You can disagree, but that's not a place you have to disagree. You can just have a good time.
Yeah, yeah. And we're the only state in the union, Moon, that can pull that party off. To be able to get that much business done during the day and have that much fun at night.
It's just like I said, I would suggest people can go just to see what it's all about. And I went once. I don't care about ever going back. But like I said, I'm married to this really beautiful woman, and you never know what she might come up with next.
No, that's fair. Happy wife, happy life for sure. Look, Moon.
All I'm saying.
I've been four or five times now. I've yet to go to the big party on Saturday night. I've yet to go to the parade ball, whatever. I've done the Tableau Ball on Friday. I've done Louisiana Live a whole bunch as well. But, dude, I go there, I do four shows from there, and I get out. And I cover the business end of it, and I cover the political end of it, because there's so many different conversations had. It's a launching pad for the upcoming session for sure. Now, this year's a little bit different because a lot of the legislative session is, number one, it's a fiscal session, but it's going to depend on what happens at the polls, whether or not we free up the state constitution to allow our legislators to make cuts where they need to make them.
Yeah, I'm going to be interested. I've got Gabe Furman on at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
Gabe is head of the insurance committee. And we're going to talk insurance summit 10 because, man, we got a long ways to go still. And I think there's been some progress on property, a lot of it. But on the other side, liability costs and stuff like that, a lot of people don't feel like we made any. So are we going to, Brian? That's the question. Me and you don't have a vote. The governor, the legislature, the insurance companies, and I'm going to say the trial lawyers that have come to the table, they got to figure this out, because the people here, we don't make that kind of money to keep paying these insurance rates. So I got him on because I'm going to keep this in front of the citizens, and I know you have too, because I think it's an important issue.
No, it was one of the biggest ones that affects our wallets on a day-to-day basis. Or a month-to-month basis, I guess, as the case might be. And we saw so much progress on the homeowner side or the flood insurance side that it makes the lack of progress on the car insurance side that much more glaring.
Oh, it's no doubt about it. But you know, Brian, they keep saying we can't do this and can't do that. That's why I get a little disappointed with the political trial lawyers, not just the trial lawyers, some of the political ones, because they always claim they always got to knock something down and shoot it down, but what is their plan? And I feel like they should have a plan if they're going to block everything down. So what is their plan? So you and me can look at their plan, and let's see if we criticize it or accept it.
Yeah. Yeah. Would show it to us, though. I mean, the ball's not in our court right now, Moon.
No, you know, Brian, you probably like me. I mean, being a man, you probably are. A lot of times we like to control stuff. We like to kind of have it in our control. That way we feel good about the decisions we make.
Yep.
We don't get any decisions when it comes to vehicle insurance or liability insurance. Yep. But guess what? When the bill comes due, you better pay it. When you buy a house, you discern, okay, we can afford $1,000 a month. You and your bride get together, you'll find a house. Y'all made that decision. But on insurance, you and me don't get to make that decision, and nobody else gets to make it either as far as paying it. But we have to pay it because it's a mandated call. So why shouldn't they all come to the table and tell us what we need to do?
We got Moon Grafon on with us. He runs from 9 to 11 right here on Talk 107.3 FM and, of course, statewide as well. Hey, Moon, if we could pivot over to another topic real quick, I'll tell you, another big topic of conversation up there in Washington, Mardi Gras, is, and you mentioned Senator Cassidy following Senator Landrieu. Who's going to follow Senator Cassidy was a big topic of conversation. And it looks like the early favorite in that race is not even in that race yet.
Who's that?
He hasn't announced, but a lot of people are saying Blake Miguez is going to get in this.
Yeah, Blake Miguez is in if Higgins doesn't run. I think I can make the statement right now. The man is in. I think Higgins ain't running. because he was one of the guys that would look. I don't know that for a fact, but I don't think he runs, and I think that's why the talk of Blake Meagher is running. He's not in, but here's what Blake has to do. You know, John Fleming is in.
Yeah.
And John Fleming has money. Blake has to raise money. And number two, Brian, the race, the election's in 15 months because of closed primary. It's either March or April of 26.
Yeah.
So that's next year. So it's not like this is 2 years away anymore.
Right.
This is 15 months because we're doing closed primaries in the spring. And since we have closed primaries, you know, you don't have that extra 6 months. So the race is on now. So if he's going to get in, Blake has to get in now. And I look for him to get in.
So, man, if he does, it becomes very interesting. And by the way, closed primaries are going to change the dynamic of this race greatly.
I think this
is the one. This race in particular is the one that motivated so many Republicans to move towards closed primaries in the first place.
Yep. And by the way, Bill Cassidy was the one that fought it because he knew it was a problem for him. Cassidy keeps talking about all the money he's got. Well, he's the head of the committee that he can raise a lot of money with Big Pharma. And so I'm curious to see what Cassidy does with RFK this week when it comes to him being ahead of the health and hospice. I'm really curious to see, is Bill going to go with Trump, or is Bill going to be neutral, or is Bill going to go against him? That right there is going to say a lot about if he even runs.
Well,
because he goes against RFK. I'm telling you, whether you like him or not, I like him. It's not even a point. It's the fact that if he goes against him, that'd tell me he probably ain't even run.
Well, I think it's an understatement to say I like him a lot more than you do.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. Personally, when I met him, I liked him. I don't like some of the things he's done and said, but that's just me.
But, Moon, it all comes down to reconciliation. And look, I'm speaking as a Catholic here, but it all comes down to reconciliation. It doesn't matter what he does moving forward. Every day that goes by where he doesn't come out and say, this is why I voted the way I did on conviction of impeachment, this is why. And all he has to say, Moon, is, have you ever come home to your house and seen your back door kicked in and know you've been broken into? You feel violated. And that's the way I felt on January 6th. And I voted with my feelings and not the facts. I voted with what was out there in the news and not what we would come to know later.
Yeah.
And every day that goes by that he doesn't do it, that loses weight.
Well, I think the other thing that hurts him and everybody's missing is he voted for the impeachment. I get it.
Yeah.
But, Brian, he constantly went on the liberal, woke networks and pounded Donald Trump. And I'm telling you, that comes back to weigh more because they can use those clips and stuff.
Yep.
And I'm just telling you, it's kind of hard for him to do that. The other day when Trump pardoned the J6, he thought he was wrong on that. Now, maybe he was wrong. Maybe Cassidy's right. But in the eyes of people that's going to vote, they think Cassidy's wrong about that. So he came out and made comments on that.
Wait.
He didn't make any comments on this. He made no comments on the pardon that Joe Biden made.
Right.
Thugs, criminal, rapists, and murders. Not one comment on those.
Because that January 6th is still sitting in his gut right there. And it's got to start with that before it can move forward anywhere else. Nobody's going to be even willing to hear him unless he starts with that. You got a show coming up in half an hour. We always appreciate the time, brother. Talk to you next week.
Oh, Ron, always a pleasure. God bless, my man.